7. Red Route 3. The cycle pedestrian path marked in red, starting from the Rosasco Square, extends along the system of irrigation canals, stretches southwards, and runs along the white roads among the paddy fields and aloes, with an extension of the route to reach the chapel of Santa Giuliana and the village of Langosco. The itinerary is easy to follow and is marked by red trail signs. It stretches southwards, and it is 4 kilometers and 400 meters, approximately 2.7 miles long, from the start and back, with an estimated time of about 20 minutes by bike and about 1 hour on foot. From the square along Via Roma, you reach the traffic circle. Keep Via dei Mulini on your left and the Gamara Canal on your right. After 300 meters, approximately 0.18 miles from the start, turn right down Via Fornino. On the small bridge over the Gamara Canal, you can see the structure of the old mill that testifies to the ancient production of flour for bread and its byproducts in the town of Rosasco. We suggest you to pause the audio guide in order to follow the itinerary when you reach the various points described. After crossing the bridge, turn left, and you will arrive at the information panel of the red cycle pedestrian path. You will see the iconographic and information panel about the route. The panel has QR codes to download the multimedia content on your mobile devices. The route runs through the white roads that showcase endemic flora and other interesting species that can be observed along the Asequias. Continue by following the directions of the itinerary on your right. These are lands of water, far from the canonical tourist itineraries. Yet they know how to amaze, with the checkered sea reflecting clouds and sky from April to May and becoming a green lawn from June onwards. If spring is the best time to go for a walk, autumn and winter offer the taste of steaming risottos and poetic mists on the turf. This was the backdrop of Riso Amaro, Bitter Rice, an Italian neorealist film. Back then in 1948, Silvano Mangano had played the role of a rice worker who, along with her co-workers, worked in the countryside at a time when the Monda del Riso, paddy weeding, was done exclusively by hand. In Rosasco, the cultivation of rice is the hallmark of a rural world that has written and continues to write the history of this territory. The environmental geography therefore consists of a single morphological area, according to a layout in which the expanse of the countryside is flat and uniform, and there is a dense network of irrigation, assequias and canals that delimit the fields and the various properties. The advantages derived from a wise distribution and use of water are accompanied by those provided by the new machines, increasingly efficient and sophisticated. Thanks to the intense mechanization and modernization of companies, the farmer has reached excellent production levels, acquiring entrepreneurial and technological skills that allow him a high competitive capacity. As the old generation gives way to the new one, young owner farmers are now more oriented towards innovation and experimentation. In Rosasco, owner farmers are the strongest and most homogeneous component of the limited rural population. It is a workforce made up of family-run farms, located both in the town centre and in the farmhouses scattered throughout the territories. After 2 kilometres, approximately 1.25 miles from the start, turn left, crossing the bridge over the canal commonly called Consortium, and after 300 metres, approximately 0.18 miles, turn left over the bridge of the same canal to continue on your route. At this point of the route, you can take a variant that will lead you towards Langosco to admire the chapel of Santa Giuliana and the rural village of Langosco, which offers hospitality and accommodation services, such as the nature reserve of the Cascina Isola Holiday Farm, located in a floodplain area of River Sesia bordering Rosasco. Now follow the directions of the route that will quickly lead you back to the starting information panel. Then go back to the Rosasco Square. On your arrival, if you wish, you can take a gastronomic break, tasting the typical specialities of the area before tackling another route.